Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, get air data. This episode is May 5th, 2023. This is Grand Rising with Shabaka. We're coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. And on this episode, we will be discussing the dangers of artificial intelligence and how it's a detriment to the black community worldwide. One, shadow banning of quality black subjects and platforms. The division it creates within the black community worldwide. Its conspiracy with Hollywood to destroy the black family unit. The alternative agendas that supports to destroy the black family unit. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. This is episode 339 of season 7. This episode is for those 18 years of age or over. Please add our call-in phone number 516-418-5996 to your phone's plan so you will not be charged for calling in. You see, now this is what inspired tonight's episode about this artificial intelligence. At first, they didn't used to charge us to call in. Okay, but from where we're researching right now, just simply add the phone number to your plan, and you should not have any charges to your phone for calling in, you know, to our platform. Also, too, you know, I'm Shabaka St. Cordy, executive producer. You have Brother Che and Krumah, co-executive producer. We have Lady Che, co-executive producer. We also do have the anchorman, Ramel, understanding, so they should be joining us here shortly. Okay, now, the thing is about this damn artificial intelligence that's coming to you out there out of Boys Town, San Francisco, where they got all the stuff headquartered at, is the danger that it poses to our youth in their development, the danger that it poses to us as black people. Now, the danger that it imposes to us is, one, is the lies that all it spreads out. Two is of how they shadow ban black platforms, and we are no different. And shadow banning meaning is that if you have a certain narrative of that they don't like over there in Silicon Game Valley, then they're only going to give you one or two views as opposed to where you should be getting 100 to 200. Okay, so they program the artificial intelligence to do that. And that's Facebook, that's Stinky Bird, okay, Spreaker, Google, you know, any of them. And what it is that they got too much money, okay? They have too much money. These are trillionaires over there. They're pushing these bullshit, you know, alternative agendas, okay? Now, I just see up here on Twitter about a week ago is where this dude, you know, who comes up there, you know, dressed in woman's clothes, you know, identifies as a transgender or alphabet type, stating that he will walk into a woman's restroom and that he will not be denied walking into a woman's restroom. I mean, this is a damn man now, regardless of how he's dressed. Okay, and then he had advocated that trans people exercise their Second Amendment rights, meaning arming themselves. Okay, so what this dude did is that he stated what he's going to do, so that's intent. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts he will do it, so therefore that there's a threat to bonafide women and girls, you know, with a man going off into the woman's restroom, okay? And this garbage they're talking about, oh, well, they're in transition and all this, they're not women, okay? It is a confused man, and I'm saying it like it is. This dude is confused. He's probably been violated as a child or had some type of situation that's happened with him, you know, for his confusion. Okay. And we must lead our children away from that agenda, because often as educational system is that they are trying to get our children to embrace this bullshit. Okay. So therefore, what we have to do is emphasize the concept of home schooling for black youth, you see, so they don't get caught up in this. Also, too, please check out the hashtag Resurrection of the Mental Dead, all right? As soon as about 7 years that we've put it up there, we got the group, you know, Resurrection of the Mental Dead by the same name. And this is, of course, where we try to post information, you know, to bring people's awareness level up, you see. And then another thing that we want to check out here as well, too. Now, it's early in the morning, folks, okay, is that the conspiracy with Hollywood to destroy the black family unit. As you know, is that the Hollywood Writers Guild is on strike or what have you. I could care less about the Hollywood Writers Guild. It's because all they write is a bunch of garbage, a bunch of bullshit to mislead people, to definitely mislead us, number one. They tell us when we, as black folk, want to talk about cohesiveness amongst ourselves, okay, they're going to say that we're racist and that something is wrong with us, okay. Has it ever occurred to these Trump supporters and what have you that we don't want to be bothered with you folks? Okay, let's see, we got a caller here. They have their hand up, okay, and I believe that there's the anchor man, okay. Good morning.
What's going on in hometown? What's going on, black man with a master plan?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're doing here, you know, Grand Rising, Shabaka.
Does everybody got their cup of Folgers?
I'm going to go get mine in a minute. Yeah. Okay. Oh, now I can see things. I finally got some glasses. This is the anchor man, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Rommel Understanding. And then also, too, I'm going to go over here. So, as you know, anchor man, tonight, you know, we're dealing with the shadow banning of quality black subjects and platforms like on social media and what have you. They're doing it on Facebook. They're doing it on the Tweety Bird. Also, too, they are doing it, you know, as you already know, on YouTube and Facebook as well, too. And then we're trying to discuss the division that shadow banning and social media creates, the division within the black community worldwide. Also, too, we're talking about its conspiracy with Hollywood to destroy the black family unit. Also, too, put up here the alternative agendas that support to destroy the black family unit. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns, okay? Now, as we were saying here, you know, and I'm going to go straight
out. Who got in the think tank, General? Who's all in the think tank?
Okay, who's in the think tank? Well, so far, Anchor Man is you and I out here this morning, okay? You know, Becca Chase should be joining us. Okay, but the thing is, though, is that this thing with Hollywood and social media working together to destroy the black family unit, okay? It's because, as you know, you got Silicon Game Valley up in the Bay Area, and then, of course, you got Hollywood down in Los Angeles, okay? And the irony of it is, for those of you who follow basketball in the West, you know, you got the Lakers playing, you know, the San Francisco Warriors, okay? And I think this here is our co-producer here, the one and only Chad Cromer. About to unmute him here. Okay. Let's see here. We had Grand Rising there to Denver, Colorado, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Is that you, Brother Chase?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, do add the phone number 516-418-5996 to your telephone plan, your cell phone plan, so you will not be charged for calling in. This is another thing that kicked us off here on this platform while we were sitting up here telling you artificial intelligence, robots and it, you know, about yourselves this morning. Okay, Brother Che, you know about the agenda that we have for this morning, you know, stop the shadow banning of quality subjects of black subjects and platforms, the division that artificial intelligence creates within the black community worldwide, and its conspiracy with Hollywood to destroy the black family unit, the alternative agenda that it supports to destroy the black family unit. So we're asking our folks to please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns, and the number to call in, folks, is 516-418-5996. And we're still waiting on you Biden supporters to call in as well, too. Okay, gentlemen, drop some gems this morning. Okay, Brother Jay, General Romero, come on with it.
Yeah. regards to the AI, to this grant humanism, they're trying to fuse, with the technology, with the artificial technology, so they can live forever. And now they're dying now. No, this is
right.
Really the only thing. 100 years, I said 50, I really like 20. I would like tomorrow to turn out to be any more copper cores on the screen.
Yeah, oh yeah, most definitely. And then just look at the garbage, you know, that you got coming on with it, man. Yeah, and then is Dr. Cook.
So this is all by design, so they can increase their stay on this planet, and they think that by fusing themselves with artificial technology, that they're going to be able to live forever. We're literally in Terminator time.
Right.
The cyborgs and all that RoboCop.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right now. So
yes,
they're already putting white supremacist narrative into this technology. So be on
the lookout. Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
And Terminator programming?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, General Rommel. They made the Terminator in the year 1984. And I remember it very well, you know, before Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California. And I do believe that the setting of the movie, The Terminator, was about the 2025 or 2030, you see. So it was just a matter of time, you know, before they have these cyborg robots coming to go out here to terminate you, man, you know, with the artificial intelligence that they're doing over there in Philly.
Oh, yeah, they're already using drones.
Thank you. That's the prelude right there. Yeah, they're going to have robot dogs on the San Francisco Police Department. And what's the other police department, Brother Shay? They're going to have the robot dogs, and I think somewhere back in the east. And then they're going to have... Yeah, and so, you know, man, they're already gearing up.
They have two other friends. Brother, the sister, Lisa Cabrera, you can see the whole FSA about it. And another brother, I think it's Afro 8, had the whole FSA on it, detailing all the robots that are coming out. And they have the human-like robots, too. Tamika made that. And on Christmas Day last year.
Exactly.
So this is the dynamics that's behind it.
Yeah. Out there in Silicon Game Valley, so you know the state of California, you know they need to be the first ones to pass some legislation to prohibit that, but that does not mean that they will make them out of state and through FTC and Biden supporters and Trump supporter laws, that they'll allow it to go over there to the Port of Oakland and to be dispersed, you know, throughout the U.S. Over there in Silicon.
You don't know what you're talking about. If you recall, back in 2016, Dallas PD used a robot to kill Michael Johnson.
Oh, yeah, they most certainly did, yeah. And they used an explosive device, yeah. It's because Michael Johnson was out there, you know, doing his thing, you know, who was a war veteran. Down in Dallas, Texas, I remember the headlines on that. And they did send in, you know, a robotic unit, you know, to destroy him. And the police chief of... that police department was black at the time. Now, see, this is another thing about this shit. When we look at Han Kuhn, when we look at Eric Adams, and who's the other ass scratcher man that they got down there, man, and Dallas, I think, or Atlanta.
Yeah,
but the basic point of what I'm – yeah, but the basic point is
– D.C., L.A., Chicago.
Oh, San Francisco, yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, New York. Okay, Denver, Colorado. Yeah, and ATL. Okay, now, this here should tell our people something. Because black family, when we sit up there and we emulate the oppressor, other groups of people laugh at us, okay? Today is Cinco de Mayo. And you could best believe that out there in Los Angeles, them Latinas is promoting their own programs, which is fine. They're out there doing their own commerce, which is fine. Okay, they're out there doing their own artwork and cultural expression, you know, which is great, which is beautiful. Okay, but when we get together and do something to celebrate our culture, you know, from the continent, we have a heavy police presence there. When we try to do something for our people, we always got these other groups coming out there to our events vending. And I believe a few brothers was telling me that, like with the Million Man March one time, you know, in the mid-1990s. And, you know, so why are you white folk going to black events, setting up booths and vending? Okay. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second. Now, I see on Tweety Bird, okay, of a white woman braiding black women's hair. So I get into a couple of debates with individuals on there, and just to show you how they have dumbed down our youth for our cohesiveness, I got the following responses. Well, you know, the white girl is giving quality service. Then everybody starts crumbumming on black businesses and the quality of service. Okay, great, I can understand that. But you don't take one of your key elements of your culture and hand it to the enemy and allow them to make money off of you with your elements, just like what they're doing with the continent of Africa, or they're getting all the silicon.
These are probably the same people that when that Stop Asian Hate shit was going down, and
right.
The damn Asian owners were beating the hell out of sisters in them hair shops, and them mothers
yes.
still going in them damn shops. Those are probably the same
right.
goddamn people that justifying this. It's the same people that's justifying Jordan Neely getting killed in New York City. No, he was a criminal.
Right.
He
oh, yeah.
Her.
Yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah.
You know, Daniel Penny, they were went real hush-hush. They didn't even want to release his name. The New Black Media has to find out his name. The New York,
right.
What is it, New York Post? They have released his name, and then they quickly took it down. So they made
right.
a mistake of releasing it. And now we've done that.
Oh, yeah.
The hell out of him. And
yeah,
him
that was murder.
Social
yeah.
media. They gave him time
mm-hmm.
to scrub the social media and release the name.
Yeah.
But this is what they do.
Yeah.
And watch. Watch, Sabaka. Mark my words. Tariqa, she said this earlier. He was like, they're going to paper him up. They're going to do him just like they did a Carl Shittenhouse. He's going to
yeah,
get
exactly.
a tag out of it. And he's going to watch.
Yeah.
Because then, oh, well, he deserved this. He was a problem. He did a good thing by getting rid of this this dangerous black man that they have to use three
yeah.
people to hold down, use a cracker to put him in a chokehold.
Yeah, yeah, and he did put him in a chokehold, and that there was a military veteran. And I could tell by looking at it that he was trained at doing that, and this was flagrant, blatant murder. Okay. Now, it has come to the point, ladies and gentlemen, is that these Leo Terrells, these,
Larry, what is that, Mark Thompson, Mark Robinson, Lieutenant Governor, North Carolina, that called himself running for governor in North Carolina.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're talking about Larry Elders, oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw something like that.
Personal
okay. Yeah. See, so what we got to do, black family, is that we got to get together some type of cohesiveness going on amongst ourselves and have some type of coalescence amongst ourselves, okay? It's because, you know, when these other groups of people could go out there
and, coming over here on have COVID, the rockers. So we got the clothes, we got the checks, and we got these people that literally just brought over here to help us, and now they're over here undermining us. So,
yeah, and it's like,
we got to be able to negotiate. That was John FBA brother that literally held his brother down on the mother of that white man.
Yeah, and he has not been charged with any crime either. And so they allow him to go out there and commit flagrant, blatant murder on a public stage. And they filmed it as well, too. And then when people went down there to protest this, okay, the New York City Police Department is coming out there, you know, like their counterparts in Los Angeles, using force against the quote-unquote peaceful demonstration. So what it is, black man, woman, and child, we are all we got, okay?
Yeah,
when it comes down to it, these other groups of people ain't going to do shit except stand by there and either aid and affect these white crackers in murdering us, or they're going to start setting up things against us as well, too. As Dr. Claude Anderson has stated, too, Brother Paris, that you have posted up on your wall, is that now we are the minority, okay? It's because he said is that, and I think Dr. Anderson had said this about the 2016-2017, he says is what's going to happen is that you're going to have the hatred against black people increase, which it has. They're going to import all these other groups of people coming into the U.S., which they are doing. They're going to become the new minority, and all of them are going to come in here pretty much, you know, I'm just paraphrasing Dr. Anderson now, is that they're going to come over here, exploit us, get talents off of us, and look at us as marginalized. And then another thing, too, I don't know if the good doctor had mentioned that, and it was on Brother Trey's wall. As a matter of fact, that's where I saw that, is that they're going to put up a huge resistance against us with shadow banning like they're doing this and even through more military might as we as men address this issue, okay? Because see, this is why, you know, they're showing you this shit out of L.A. with Dwayne Wade, growing up as a girl, Magic Johnson's son, you know, calling himself a woman, this dude Lizzo, and all this other type of shit. Oh yeah. And if you notice, and if
Magic
you notice,
Johnson's son.
Yeah.
They don't set them forefront. They don't set them for the chance. They don't set them ready. They don't set them none of these white supremacist websites and platforms. But yet they all coming at us.
Yes, sir. And then also too.
Hold on, it's about the lady she just called in.
Okay. And so therefore, is that's the agenda. You know, it's the extermination of black males, period. You see what I mean? You know, and this is why, you know, we got to start turning our backs on these damn Eric Adams and damn Hank Coons in Denver, Colorado, Karen Bass and what have you, is because one thing that these brain dead fools are not going to admit, and they themselves are welcome to call in at 516-418-5996 and make sure on your telephone plan or your cell phone plan is that you don't want this number charged because Blog Talk, that you're full of shit, okay? As I sent you a letter 3-4 times already about charging people to call into your platform. Now, you already shadow banned us, Blog Talk, and I'm talking to you, okay? But however, though, that you allow all this other bullshit to go out there, you know, killing, you know, black people once again. Oh, you guys are so racist when you talk about it. And then you're getting some damn freak, okay, who is fucked up in the head, not knowing where he fits into society, calling himself a woman, saying that he will arm himself going into a woman's restroom. See, this here is a danger to women.
Okay, that said he was gonna do that to the sexual predator. I was on the Signs and Times. It's a white supremacist, white in
absolutely.
and they were talking about the fool yesterday. It was,
yeah, I know, just a fool you talk. Yeah, he is a pedophile, and he's a woman abuser. You see, now, in my opinion, what has happened to a lot of these dudes, you know, who was doing this shit, that they was perhaps victims of sexual abuse themselves. See?
Can I get in
here?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man, right.
You're the clearest.
Brother Jay.
Yeah, you're the clearest one we can hear on here, because they shadow banning us real bad, you know, and be sure to add the phone number to your telephone plan.
They took my shit down the other day. It was so quick. I was like, never in frontline campaign history have my shit came down so fast. It was like, 43 minutes, and my shit was a wrap. I was like, I was kind of proud of myself a little bit and disappointed at the same time. Because I was like, damn it, I want to show the people shit. But I was like, never in goddamn motherfucking frontline campaign history. And they took my shit down so fucking quick. They don't want nobody to know nothing about you, my boys, goddamn mama.
Whoa. Hold on a second there, lady. I tell him, okay, as we all know, is that Tupac Shakur is the daughter of, I'm sorry, I take that back. Forgive me, Mr. Shakur, you know, in your transitioning, sir, your mother and yourself, okay. Mr. Shakur's mother, Afeni. Okay, she was a member of the Black Panther Party, the New York branch. She was part of the New York One Child, which was just a bunch of conspiracies against them, saying that they was trying to do something to blow up the botanical guards in New York City. It was a lie. Okay, she and 21 others had sued the shit out the city and state of New York, which is a good thing. And from what I understand, she had baby Tupac in prison and was released, you know, shortly after his birth. Okay, Mama Shakur, if any, you know, she had passed away recently over there in Marin County, California, which is on the north side of the Golden Gate Bridge. And, yeah, the same Marin County where they had to shoot out there at the Marin County Courthouse with Judge Harold Haley in that situation right there. Then after that, where they had charged Angela Davis with conspiracy on the charge in that case, and she beat the charges as well, too, okay? Because, see, folks, with me being an old bird, you see, I'm telling you shit that I live through, okay, to the best of my recollection as I can. And then if there are any elders out there, yeah, please call in and correct me if I am wrong. Now, we're kind of a little bit off the hook today, ladies and gentlemen.
I was trying to show the documentary, and that's what got taken down.
Oh, well, of course. You see what I'm saying? Of course. That is to be expected. This is why we have an aside to the subject that we have.
Yeah, I don't like to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And
so
what it is, though.
Dave, your phone is breaking in and out.
I don't know why. I'm not even on the Wi-Fi. I'm literally on my connection.
Okay, and that's another way how they throw monkey wrenches in our works. You know, Wi-Fi connections, you know what I mean? Charging people, you know what I'm saying, to call into the show. So everybody, please add this phone number, 516-418-5996, to your telephone plan, so therefore you will not be charged. And also, too, our chat room is open. Okay, let's see if we got any hate mail in the chat room yet. Okay. Going here to the chat room, you know, he looks pretty blank. It's connecting right now. But getting back to the young man that was murdered there in New York on that subway, that did it. Okay. You see what I'm saying? And I'm advocating that every black man and woman of legal age who can qualify to get you some CCW permits, okay, and start protecting yourselves, because the state is not going to do it. They showed us that in New York. I mean, that man was no harm to nobody. And then the two punks who stood there and watched and aided and abetted the military veteran who put the man in a chokehold, okay? And I do believe that they're similar to the same type of chokehold is that they had put on Mr. Garner. And that chokehold is designed to prevent air from going to your brain. It's designed to put pressure on the carotid artery. And just like that sick bastard who was the chief of the LAPD in the 1990s and said the reason why we die from the chokehold is because the ventricle veins in our neck do not reopen once the pressure is released like in normal people.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, that was the former police chief of the LAPD, Daryl Gates. May he rest in peace. And I read his book, and this is what I always debate with Sarge about. And where you at this morning, Sarge? We can't hear you. Because you know we're going to... Yeah, it's grand rising, Sarge, because you know we're going to come down on you, man. You got a whole lot to answer for about why young man came up dead on the New York subway, Sarge. We ain't going to be mad at you, Sarge.
You already know what he's going to say, Sabaka. He's going to say he was a criminal. He deserved it. He had run into the law before. He was a threat. They were neutralizing the threat. I need to see more evidence. I need to see all the facts.
Oh, I've seen enough evidence, okay? I've seen enough evidence. The man, you know, he was a dancer, and he used to intimidate Michael Jackson, imitate Michael Jackson's dance moves on the New York subway, and then just like I've seen it on the Bay Area Rapid Transit in Oakland as well, too, you know, some of the young people get out there, do entertainment moves, and then people go around there and give them donations. You see what I mean? So that is not a crime, you see? And then keep in mind is that the Bay Area Rapid Transit system at the Fruitvale Station is where Oscar Grant was murdered in Tuesday. Yeah, we got some feedback.
That'd be me.
Not me.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
I'm
sorry.
That's
a white supremacist kill. What was that, in 2021? On the bar.
No, when Oscar Grant was killed, no, sir, that day was January of 2009.
I'm talking about more
of Oscar Grant. You're talking about who?
I'm talking about that got killed at the BART station a few years ago.
Okay, and then, of course, we do know the case of Little Nia Williams on there, of Little Nia Wilson, who was murdered by a white supremacist at the MacArthur BART station up there in Oakland. And I did a live feed from there, too, Brother Chair, when they had the memorial up there for her. And the sad part about it is just look how they play chess games with us on this. So her father comes out there who is grieving, and you can hear her mother crying in the background of this newscast. And so the news tells her father, well, we're asking the black community to stand down. It's time that we get killed. We're asking the black community to stand down. Okay, black family, them is not times to stand down. Them is the times to stand up. Now, the cold part about the murder of Little Nia Wilson is that the MacArthur BART station is in the same damn community where the original members of the party had started. You see what I mean? So not only is this a diss to the black community, it's also a diss, of course, you know, to the loved ones of the victim who are murderers of this white supremacy, but also to black men. It is an insult to us. We know these black men.
Emmett Till Tucker talking about I forgive Carolyn Blunt and talk to prayer to her family. Are you fucking serious?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Damn near right in front of you. And you talking about forgive. Black people stop doing that shit.
Yeah, and then to prove your point there too, Brother Parrish, the reason why this shit keeps going on, man, because we keep forgiving them. Just like Rodney King, you know, gets beat upside the head 72 times with a police baton, you know, and he stands up there still beat up from the ass whooping it took from the lap dogs on 1992. Can we just out get along? I mean, look at the program that they've done to the black male. You see? Look at the imagery that they projected for us, you know, out of Tinseltown. You see what I'm saying? You know, that we don't, you know, that we can't, you know, rebuild our communities and police our communities. And then, of course, the brothers who try to do something positive for the black community, you marginalize them, just like what Dr. Claude Anderson said. Okay, it's because Brother Chad put it up on his wall, the lecture that Dr. Anderson gave. What was that there, Brother Chad, 2015, 2016, I think? Where he stated that we're going to... 2013, okay, and he's right, and then some, because it, with the development of this artificial intelligence, because what's happening is, in my opinion, the artificial intelligence is building artificial intelligence, and this stuff is going to start programming itself, you see?
It's already programmed.
And so,
it's programming itself to get on calls on white supremacy. That's why I said,
yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly what it is.
You have these robot dogs, but they have robot human beings, or they look like human beings, white turns new kids, that they're going to start taking out. They're going to be harassing people like the RoboCop, the Terminator, and all that shit. And they're coming after black people in black neighborhoods. And they're going to be harassing us. So deal with the human kids and Karens. We have to deal with the robot ones too.
Yeah, exactly.
And the programs are being, the robots are being programmed to hate original people, black people.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. But they're good. But they're gonna color code it, Brother Ramel.
My thing is about the propaganda in the social engineering. Why does everybody? Why do these brothers want to get in dresses, man? That's what I don't understand, man. It's like,
okay, once again,
I'm with you.
Right,
why they want to get in dresses? I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm so with you. Do you know, nigga, we ain't looking at you. A girl, I'm a girl. I'm not looking at no man in no goddamn dress. In fact, I'm ready to throw shit at him and be like, bitch, take that shit off. You know your mama didn't raise you in no motherfucking dress? Take that shit off. I'm ready to throw shit at him.
You know what?
Him in the
she, no, hold it. She
him
has
nuts.
A point.
Like, you know you got one
of
them.
No, Lady Che's got a point right there. No, Lady Che has a point right there. You know, black women ought to be putting pressures on them dudes, man, for that. Yeah, she has a point on that. Okay, because there's still a lot of cons of sisters out there, but they dwindling, gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? They're dwindling. Okay, a Finisher Core, she wouldn't go for no shit like this. And we wonder how the Queen Mother, you know, Asada feels about this. You know, her sister and all. You see what I mean? Okay, and then of course you know,
like,
we have to look at.
I'm like you know you weren't raised that way. You know, there's been many men that have went into that have been straight, and then all of a sudden wearing dresses. That is not no way to elevate. You do not need to put on a goddamn dress to elevate. And anybody who says you do, fuck them and get out of that industry. You don't need to fucking wear a dress. It is not behooving. And it's not a praying experience like all other fucking weirdos try to sell it to you. Look, man, you want to rock with no gloves?
Right.
That's one thing. You ain't got to put on no dress because you ain't got to put on that dress.
Tyler Perry is being used as a tool so that way, you know, to make it acceptable.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And they try to make it out
sir.
To be like it's just a joke or some kind of, you know what I mean? I'm like, come on, man.
No, it's a very serious problem. No, it's a very, very serious
I'm like,
problem.
The more pants you got on, the better. It's short season. Very short. Why you got to put on a goddamn motherfucking dress?
but it always starts off as a joke, though. Like, they started to shit with a little color.
Yeah, yeah, somebody got
it's
feedback.
It's the brother's color, but, I mean, they ain't women, too. That's what really irks me. It's not white men or white weirdos telling sisters they ain't women. It's the brothers telling sisters they ain't real women. And I'm like, what the fuck
Amen.
Is wrong with you? Go fuck your mama. That shit is wrong as fuck. Now you're going to be a brother telling me I ain't no real woman.
No, what and that is there, Lady J, that's an act wrong within itself. You see what I'm saying? That is an act wrong within itself. And as the Brother Che points out about the documentary that they did on the bunk breaking, you see what I mean? And then how, you know, and then New York City, where these three cave beasts, you know what I'm saying, just going to go up there and murder that man. And they aided and abetted and murdered him. And then they stood around there and looked at what they did, gloating in what they did. Now,
it was one cave beast. One white passing Latino and two white passing Latino. They might have been Dominican. Sorry, Romel, but they were Dominican. And then there was a black dude that was non-FBA. He's probably from Africa or the island. And he just stood around and let that shit happen. And aided and embedded in it. In the video, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, why are y'all just alone?
And then... Okay, but also, too, Brother Che, and then I see that when the people went up there to protest there in New York City, the NYPD, you know, had their version of lapdogs out there, you know what I'm saying, because them are some murdering bastards also, you know what I mean?
No, he was killed because he was black.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
Forgive, because I know he got family somewhere, and they've been like,
oh, well,
on TV talking about forgive, we forgive the guy for killing him. They better not get on TV with that bullshit.
No, they're going to pay the family to say that, General.
And they're going to get off with
no, but Romero got a point on that there, Brother Chad, because that's what they did with that's what they did with what's her name? Eric Garner. Hey, somebody's got some feedback there real bad.
What's really happening is all these young baby brothers are going to have this shit all confused. And when it comes time to grow into manhood, they're going to be so mind-twisted. They're not going to know which way is right or left. You know what I mean? With all these little young brothers coming up nowadays, they're going to be so confused. And so empty, but they're not going to know which one is right to left, who to be, what to be, and what is the most correct. You know what I mean? Because they're it's so engrossed in all of the media, social media, the news, motherfuckers acting one way at school, in our cities. It's just entrenched. They're just so submersed in all of this bad policy. Bad teaching, you know what I mean? And the parents is like either working or nowhere to be found or just don't give a damn, you know?
Okay, well, basically, Lady Chair, I think what it is, I think the parents do care, but it's just, you know, of how systemic it is of how they're keeping the parents out. You know, like you said, you know, the parents have to work and what have you. They come home, they're tired, and then, of course, they're letting this internet and the television set raise the children. Now, I just saw something up there on the net last week that this is owned by Microsoft, the one and only Bill Gates. Me, personally, I think Mr. Gates needs to be arrested for human rights violations. But check this. There was this video clip of this doll for girls. You know, a doll for girls. And then to find out that the doll was nothing but an agent of artificial intelligence is because it's asking the little child its name, where it goes to school, the name of the siblings, its address, you know, all the TMI. You know, too much personal information, you know, artificial intelligence. And the one who owns the patent to it is Microsoft.
Like, don't get Alexa, don't get Google Voice, what is that shit called? Google One or whatever it's called. It's a like robots. You have don't get that shit. Don't get Alexa. Don't get none of that shit. That's all spying technology.
Exactly.
People are talking on themselves now. Like, to these devices.
Oh yeah. And then where's old Cop Mala with her law degree on that one, folks, you know? Yeah, where's Cop Mala? Where's Larry Elders? Where's Terrell? You know, you guys are JDs in California, okay? And then, of course, you know, to shut it down, you have to file paperwork against them in California. But neither one of you Negroes are going to sit up there and address that bullshit, you see? So, once again, we are programmed for self-destruction. We are programmed to allow ourselves to be murdered in public. You see what I'm saying? We are programmed to sit there and, well, boss, you know, he's sick. You see what I mean? And we are programmed to destroy ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And Silicon Game Valley, you know, is behind this. It's because, you know, they're making trillions of dollars, you see? And then keep in mind, look how they shadow banned us.
Can you hear me? Yes, sir.
Yes.
I have to go. I have a Zoom meeting at 10 o'clock. Me and Lady Fair.
Oh, okay. We might as well go on. Because we got 5 minutes left in the show anyway. Okay, so we might as well start our closing comments now, folks.
All right, ladies first.
Always stay black, stay dangerous, keep your man's head on the right track. Never put out a dress to elevate. Please stay out the goddamn dresses, man. And as soon as the world can get lit on fire, count me in. Count me in, man. I was so sick of this shit. Talking that, you know, we shouldn't be trying to wipe out our only black contingent warriors, okay? So, I know to tell, keep them safe and look out for each one each other, for each one, and that's about it. Thank you, Brother Shabaka, for having this broadcast in the morning. Talk to you later, Twin, and I'm out.
Okay, Lady Jack. Okay. And then.
Best in there, Colorado. Got war, black family. Get strapped, get armed up. Take test classes, take training classes. Make sure that you are well protected. Keep your head on a swivel, and don't ever let these white supremacists get a pass with killing one of us, with justifying a murder of one of us. Like, just all bad. You have to check behavior, see it, and FDA, we have to delete it. Like, we have riders in the diaspora, shout out to riders in the diaspora, such as Lamar on the set, and others that are in the diaspora. The vast majority of the people that are in the diaspora don't have our own code. I'm not going to waste time trying to get them on code. It's 2023. You're not on code by now. You just need to be on code. And we're going to continue to check our coons here in America. They need to be checked, our Larry Elders, our Leo Carreras, our Michael Hand coons, any of them. They need to be checked as well. And they black dangerous, my family. We're at war, all out war against the black man, woman, and child. So stay safe, stay black, stay dangerous.
Yes, sir.
Front line, Saturday, tomorrow.
Almost definitely. Yeah.
Man, I need to get on there, man. How can I get on, General?
Lady Tay, put you on the blue speaker.
Okay.
All right, 11?
Yes, sir.
10 p.m.
10, okay.
Okay, that's 10 p.m. in the Mountain Time, 9 p.m. in the West, correct?
Correct.
Okay, okay. And at their StreamYard, so definitely check us out there on StreamYard for Frontline Black News with Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances a Division of. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be coming up here. We're trying our best to get more high-profile individuals on our show. They're welcome to call in at 516-418-5996. Also, too, you know, follow us, you know, on the Facebook at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced at the like page. That's where we have all our contact information and all the updated information. Definitely check out Ramel Understanding, you know, when he comes on there. You know, very, very talented brother who's a political prisoner in Colorado State. And what it is, black family, it's time for us to take care of us. I mean, you know, because I'm sick of this shit.
That's right.
Because every time I'm turning on, you know, every type of TV or social media or something like that, they're either killing our people for knocking on the wrong door, they're throwing out black duly elected state officials out of their legislatures, okay? Then you got these ass-scratching, who make you want to vomit, these house niggas, excuse the expression, like Terrell and Elders and Hancoon and Erica Adams and all of that, and Warlock and Hershey Bar down in Georgia, and Uncle Tim Scott, who says that America is not a racist country. Okay, we have to turn our back on those individuals, black family. The reason being is because, see, they are a detriment to us, okay? Because now white folks feel that you can go out here and just kill us publicly, just like how they used to do us when they used to have the picnics over 100 years ago. So instead of them having everybody coming out there to the picnic now, you see, sitting at the picnic table to watch the lynching of a black man or to mistreat guys like they did Emmett Till, you know what I'm saying? Now they're doing it for you on social media. You see, don't you get it, black family? They got a purge against us. It is a culling against us, particularly black men. But now, see, you get to watch it here on social media. You see, now you got your cell phone with you. You can go out there and record it. You see what I mean? Yes, sir. And in my closing comments, then I'm going to turn it over to Ramel. No, it's time for us black men and women to sit up there and to organize against this shit by any means necessary.
That's right. Because
this is getting to be too much. Okay, it's because that could be your loved one out there. That could be you out there. That could be somebody that you care about. And then these Caucasians is out here killing us for recreation, just like they did with Emmett Till in Mississippi all those years ago. And then for all you assholes out there who says that, hey, we forgive Carolyn Bryant, please do me a favor. If you feel that way, unfriend me on social media, and please don't call into our platform, because we got to turn our back on the coon. The dead coon in the ass scratch is over. We are turning our backs on you. Why? Because you individuals are dangerous to our existence. Those of us who care about where we come from, who care about our loved ones and what have you, we have to turn our back on the elders and on the Leo Terrells. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? It's because you fools are dangerous, just like the cop Mala Harris is. You're dangerous, okay? You see what I'm saying? You are dangerous to us on a collective basis, and the same thing throughout the diaspora. Like, look what's happening over there, you know, in the Sudan. Look what happened there in the Caribbean. You know, with Haiti, the Dominican Republic, you see. Look at the Gula Wars.
It's a lot of people over there that are with the whole, you know, are against our movement, General.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, Ramel. Most definitely. There's a whole lot of them that are against us. You know what I mean? Okay. So what we're going to do, folks, okay, do you have any closing comments, General Ramel?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, sir.
People, we got to pick and choose which side we're going to be on. Either we on God's side or the devil's side. You know?
Yeah.
And if you ain't part of the revolution, you in the way. You with the enemy. That's all I want to say.
Pretty much. Yes, sir, and I concur that, and we approve of that message right there. So therefore, General, what we're going to do, man, we're going to go on out with this clip right here from Brother Malcolm.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, but he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I...
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our problem right there. What this brother told you over 60 years ago. This is Shabaka St. Croix for Grand Rising with Shabaka here on Blog Talk. Okay, and the air date of this episode was the 5th of May, 2023. And please join us on the StreamYard on Saturday night with Frontline Black News. Also, to look for our regular scheduled episode on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. In the Pacific time zone, 9 p.m. in Eastern time zone, 7 p.m. in the Mountain time zone, 8 p.m. in the Central time zone. And please listen to our episodes, our archives that you can. You can simply Google them. Also, too, for our listeners, please add the phone number 516-418-5996 to your phone plan so you will not be charged for calling in. You know, that's some more bullshit that they're trying to pull on us. All right, and we thank everybody for joining in. Have a great day.